Hello and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. I'm your host, Jacob Brothers, and joined with me, as always, is Erica Sidora. Erica, how are we feeling today?
Freaking great, Jacob. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling freaking great as well, but I'm a little jealous for you because the sport that you covered is awesome. So the HUE Fest just came and went, and League took place and Overwatch took place, but League was a little spicy. So Erica, tell us all about League.
Little spicy is a little bit of an understatement here because it was major spicy. You had to be there. You had to live out the emotional upsurge that was happening. You really had to wipe your tears away because congratulations to the University of St. Thomas for winning the entire thing, by the way, dethroning Maryville and Winthrop. We have our following contestants, St. Louis, coming in second, but everything was unexpected here from the get-go. We have our group stages, which were divided from A to D, I think. Yeah. And those prelims were amazing because you had teams like Columbia, Bethany, and Bay State, and even St. Thomas and St. Louis, who are just budding programs, really kick butt. They took names, they came onto the Rift, and they're like, okay, guys, we have been waiting for our opportunity to play, and they played. All right, I'm not gonna be nice about it. This was awesome. I was screaming, and I'm sure a lot of people are also screaming. But I just want to hop in right into the quarterfinals because the quarterfinals something to talk about. So okay. We have our first teams, okay, Maryville versus Harrisburg. Maryville, of course, came out on top. Harrisburg did well, but you have to play better than well to beat Maryville. And we have Bethany and UST in the second match. Bethany, we love Bethany. We love their defensive tactics. And we love just how awesome these guys are. But UST, again, a new budding program. We have a few of their players from the academy, and they are from the academy. And it shows because they went 2-1 over here. All right, next game. Bay State and Winthrop. Jacob, Throps out. All the time. I know that look. But don't you worry, because Throps won that one.
Okay. Oh, you made it sound like they lost? I was like, Winthrop.
I just wanted to keep you on your toes. And finally, the last of the quarterfinals, SLU versus Columbia. I love Columbia personally because their playstyle is so unique and these players really go into it on the Rift. But SLU came out on top. And I do want to make a quick note because SLU and UST are new teams. They played in one of the proving grounds and they made their point, but they really did their homework when it came to HUEFest. And I think it shows in the semifinals because UST stomped out Maryville.
Oh yeah, 2-0.
Yep, 2-0. Just absolutely obliterated. Nothing left of Maryville. And that's a surprise because Maryville plays hard and they have a lot of pride when it comes to their program. And I have a lot of pride when it comes to their program. And I was thoroughly impressed down to the bone with UST because these players just grabbed Maryville and they wouldn't let go. And then in the second match, Winthrop versus St. Louis, Winthrop put a little bit more of a fight against St. Louis because they went 1-2. However, the thing with Winthrop is because they're adaptable, they don't really have a formulated plan, and SLU looked like they had a plan from the beginning. They let Winthrop have their a little taste of victory, and then they defeated them. That's it. And finally, Jacob, the finals. The finals, it was lost for words right here because it was just straight up like watching the LCS. That's how much I loved it because these teams, beyond mechanical, they really did their homework from bans to champions and knowing what the other player would play and the synergy between bot lane, jungle, mid. Everyone was communicating and it wasn't just a matter of like blunders or miscommunication. It was just straight like mastermind plays. As we know, UST came out on top, but the Saints were fighting, and they were fighting viciously.
So for the finals, both the teams were new teams, right? That's insanity. That shakes up the entire scene. So my question would be, why did these two new teams make it to the finals and our usual teams didn't?
Personally, I think it's because Maryville and Winthrop didn't take it as seriously as they did. That's a little bit controversial right now, but when you have teams who set up the standard for CLOL, you have other teams who are ready to to make a point. And I think after studying for so long, UST and SLU did their homework. Again, I said that for three times now. They did their homework. They knew who they were up against. And they came in and they were ready to just win. That's my thing with it.
Yeah, and then the last question I have about this, so because I also assume like a lack of film also probably played a part in these matches, because Maryville and Harrisburg and Winthrop didn't have film to watch of these schools. Are these teams like, are they just pros that were just kind of dropped in?
We have a lot of teams from the academy, and they CLG scouts a little bit of more players towards these teams. I know Array actually plays for another academy team. That's why the player disparity is a little bit different in this one, because you have teams who have actually been coached by professional coaches.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Erica, thank you for that league update. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Overwatch. Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. Jacob here, Erica there. And we're here to talk about the HUE Fest Overwatch. So, the final eight schools that made it in the playoffs were Illinois State, Bay State, Winthrop, Boise State, Harrisburg, Northwood, and Louds University. So a new school entering the scene. And so this was what I like to call the week of the sweep. So every single playoff game was a 3-0. All of them, straight up.
No way.
So that means when Maryville beat Harrisburg, 3-0. When Northwood beat Maryville, 3-0. And when Illinois State beat Northwood in the finals, 3-0. So we kind of have a lot of definitive answers here, but kind of the prom queen of the prom is the ISU Redbirds. They have officially landed. For those who don't know, the Illinois State Redbirds, they are made up of a contenders team. They were doing really well in contenders, and then they went to Illinois State. And this most recent contenders they won, they're the favorites to win the next month's contenders. And this was their first collegiate tournament. And they did what we thought they were going to do. So they didn't drop a map to anybody. They are a team that plays off of hype, which I think is interesting, because a lot of teams try to stay cool. But if they're doing well, they like to run with that energy. But there's also 2-hour breaks in between certain games. And that still didn't slow down Illinois State. So they kind of seem like a powerhouse. And that's primarily because their DPS line is unhinged. Sam and Hydron, they never stopped. Be it if it was a Symmetra, or if it was a Tracer, or if it was a Mei, or Hanzo. Hanzo's the other big one. Their pockets were so deep that Northwood couldn't really handle it. And you combine that with Reiner, their tank, who pretty much only played Reinhardt and Hammond, but he was a madman. He was always in their face, always aggressive, and he knew that no one could take him down. And so when you combine those things, Northwood had a hard time. And you could see the skill gap between these players, because the Redbirds knew how to maneuver the space. They knew how to maneuver around the team fights. If Northwood would do something right, the Redbirds would just find a way to counter it. If they were in an advantageous spot, they would stay there. If they knew it would be unbeneficial to push, they wouldn't push. But if they knew if it was time to push, Reiner would take care of it. It'd be just a five-man shatter, because he just kind of pulled it out of a hat. And when they were in a good spot, they were able to control Northwood in a way to where, like, oh, we want them to come through this door. Let's come fly over here with Echo and manipulate it so that way they come through this door so that we can continue having our advantage. And, I mean, that being said, Northwood still did a good job. They put up a good fight. The first two maps, at least, were close. The third map, not so much. But Dynasty and Cowman are just the best. And I love them. They're good kids. Dynasty on Pharah on map two, just insane. Pharah usually doesn't do that well. It's an off-meta pick. And he was just cranking. He was wild. And besides the finals, besides ISU Redbirds landing, which we'll come back to, Bay State is officially for real. They made it to the quarterfinals. They beat Harrisburg. And they're starting to actually be a contender. Yeah, we love seeing new schools.
Right.
And I think that we're going to actually start seeing more of Bay State. And then Harrisburg, it's starting to not look good, Bob. They're at their own event. In their group stages, they were the only team that had an easy group. Interesting. And they didn't play any real teams. And when they did, they folded to both Bay State and, excuse me, and Maryville. And so as far as their competitive future looks, it's not looking that bright for a team of that pedigree. And then this is now going to be a battle for second place because Northwood, it's going to be Northwood and Maryville for second place. And right now that battle's looking pretty hot, but also Northwood took it 3-0. So, which I mean, that they always go back and forth. Maybe Northwood just read Maryville better this time. Maybe it was just Dynasty and Cowman just being better. But I think in the upcoming season, it's really just going to be a battle for second, which is what I want to talk about. So, it's the upcoming season for Collegiate Overwatch. And we now have a super team. Erica, what are your thoughts on super teams in esports?
A loaded question you got there. My opinion is that Harrisburg used to be a super team, and look what happened to Harrisburg. I think it's only a matter of time before super teams are taken down. We see Redbirds, who weren't necessarily in line with that, take the championship, okay? They dominated, as you said, and it's little to do with how we treat super teams and how we should look at other teams right now, because we should be keeping an eye out for new colleges and how they're studying these great teams and how they counter it.
Yeah. Well, see, for me, the way I feel about it, because I didn't even think Harrisburg was a super team back when they were winning, or even when Maryville was doing so well, or Northwood. They weren't super teams. They were teams that built their roster well, and they built it so much better than the rest that they won and got results. While this is a literal drag and drop from contenders, where it's like, oh, you guys are really good, and you're all college age, so how about you just come over here to arguably not as good players, because they're playing in college, which is not a minor league, and just roll everybody. I think that it's going to really hurt the competitive integrity of the esport, because what stops UNLV from doing that? What stops any college from being like, oh, you guys are in contenders and you're college age? You're better than all the college players. Come on down. And I think that that's not going to be healthy. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Maybe when we get to the finals, the Redbirds won't win. But as of right now, it's looking like that the Redbirds are going to dominate every game that they're in, including the finals of the Overwatch Varsity Championship. And time will only tell. So I can't wait to see where it goes this upcoming season. And let's hope that we have some freaking great Overwatch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.